From the U.S., Trump takes victory lap as C-SPAN suspends debate moderator for lying about Twitter hack by Emily Shakor. President Donald Trump and his supporters are celebrating C-SPAN's decision to suspend Steve Scully, its political editor, after he admitted to lying about an interaction with Anthony Scaramucci on Twitter. Scully fielded criticism from conservatives on social media over his former role as moderator for this week's presidential debate, which was ultimately canceled when Trump refused to participate in it virtually. Trump responded to the news of Scully's indefinite suspension from C-SPAN shortly after the news broke on Thursday afternoon. "I was right again. Steve Scully just admitted he was lying about his Twitter being hacked. The debate was rigged. He was suspended from at C-SPAN indefinitely," the president tweeted. "The Trump campaign was not treated fairly by the commission. Did I show good instincts in being the first to know?" Eric Trump, the president's son, retweeted another post relaying the suspension alongside a caption with three fire emojis side by side. Conservative political Lauren Boebert, a Republican nominee for one of Colorado's seats in the U.S. House of Representatives next month, called Scully the worst liar I think we've ever seen in a tweet shared around the same time. Scully released a statement Thursday acknowledging that his claims about the Twitter exchange with Scaramucci, a former White House communications director who served for just a few weeks in 2017, before his dismissal. Scaramucci has since become a vocal critic of the Trump administration. After a brief dialogue between the two figures went viral late last week, Scully said his Twitter account was hacked. "The next morning, when I saw that this tweet had created a new controversy, I falsely claimed that my Twitter account had been hacked," he said in Thursday's statement, which opened by recounting the relentless criticism from social media users and conservative news outlets that targeted him and his family over the past few weeks. "This culminated on Thursday, October 8th, when I heard President Trump go on national television twice and falsely attack me by name. Out of frustration, I sent a brief tweet addressed to Anthony Scaramucci," Scully explained, referencing the president's interview comments and subsequent tweet, referring to him as a never-Trumper and saying he worked for Biden at one point. Scully completed an internship at Joe Biden's office while pursuing his undergraduate degree more than 30 years ago, when the current Democratic presidential nominee was a senator in Delaware. C-SPAN issued a formal statement that seemed to confirm Scully's Twitter account was hacked after the correspondent publicized those claims last week, as did the Commission on Presidential Debates. "When additional information is available, we will release it," C-SPAN said at the time. Scully apologized in Thursday's acknowledgement, noting that his actions have let down a lot of people, including his colleagues at C-SPAN, professional colleagues in the media, and the team at the Commission on Presidential Debates.